these were the Cartiers or the Tiffanys of Bronze Age Europe. But what kind of society could have produced this cape? The sheer opulence and intricate details of the object suggest that it must have come from a centre of great wealth and power, perhaps comparable to the contemporary courts of the pharaohs of Egypt or the palaces of Minoan Crete, for the cape must have been made around 1700 BC. But archaeology has revealed no obvious palaces, cities or kingdoms anywhere in Britain at this time. There are the vast ceremonial monuments of Stonehenge and Avebury, hundreds of stone circles and thousands of burial mounds which would have dominated the landscape, but little survives of any dwelling places. And what does remain suggests that these were extremely modest, thatched wooden roundhouses that would normally suggest tribal farming societies led by chiefs. In the past, it was easy to dismiss prehistoric societies as primitive people existing before recognisable civilizations emerged. With few settlements and only burials to work from, it's easy to see why those assumptions were made. But it's partly through the discovery of rare objects like the mould gold cape that in recent years we've come to see them very differently. For while it's unique in its complexity, the cape is just one example of a number of precious objects which tell us that societies in Britain must then have been extremely sophisticated, both in their crafts and in their social structures, and that those societies were not isolated, but part of a larger European trade network –